This year's Shangri-La Dialogue kicked off in Singapore on Friday, with Singaporean Prime Minister Lee Hsien Loong delivering the keynote speech focusing on the balance of power, regional cooperation, and terrorism. The issue of the South China Sea is poised to be a major focus of the summit as tensions are on the rise after the United States sent military jets into the region. Lee Hsien Loong stressed the importance of the U.S.-China relationship in the Asia-Pacific region, saying the Pacific is vast enough to contain China and the U.S.
There's no roadmap to such a happy scenario. The future is not a straight-line projection of the past. But if we resist the temptation to be consumed by short-term issues, keep our focus on longer-term shared interests, and continue striving for a peaceful, open, and inclusive international order, then, step by step, we'll build confidence and trust and maximize our chances that the next 50 years will be stable, prosperous, and an upward path.
The Shangri-La Dialogue, now entering its 14th year, is recognized as Asia-Pacific's foremost defense and security summit. The three-day summit brings together defense chiefs and security experts from 26 nations. Admiral Sun Jianguo, Vice Chief of Staff of the Chinese Army, leads the Chinese delegation to the dialogue this year. Sun has had bilateral talks with his Japanese counterpart, Tokuchi Hideshi, on the sidelines of the meeting. Both military officials have expressed hope that China and Japan can sign a memorandum of understanding on maritime and aerial crisis liaison mechanisms and launch that mechanism at an early date. The Chinese military official also sat down with Vietnamese Deputy Defense Minister Nguyen Chi Vinh. The two voiced willingness to solve the South China Sea issue through negotiations and talks.